Hey, Marvin, how you doing?
Hey, good, and you?
Doing good.
Congratulations.
Oh, man, thanks. It's definitely a blessing.
Well, what's today been like? Has it been a long day for you, I imagine, waiting for that call?
Yeah, it's been, I mean, you know, everybody says it's an emotional roller coaster, and I definitely went through that in this process, you know, thinking you're going to, you know, thinking I was going to be taking a little high. So, you know, as the picture went on, you know, I kind of had some uncertainty. But I landed in a great spot, you know, and it's one of the spots I actually wanted to be in. So, you know, I'm a banger, so I'm happy.
Where did you think you were going to go? I saw you rated pretty high, actually, in a couple different places.
Yeah, I'm not gonna say I was misled, but I thought you know what was said to me is I could go anywhere between high second to mid second, but you know possibly going to the you know to lower second. But if you think, I mean, you look at what happened in the draft, the receivers, it wasn't really a run on receivers like you know everybody expected. So I expected to go second round, but hey. You know, it happens, and it's you know, everything can happen, you know, as the terms of the draft. So, you know, that's where I thought I was going. But, you know, I'm just happy that I'm here.
Why are the Bengals a good fit for you? You said you thought this is would be a good place.
Yeah, definitely. With you know the Bengals and stuff, and you look at the quarterback, you look at Andy Dalton. You know he's a great talent. He's very young, and you know you look at AJ Green. You know who was in the same high school class as me. You know you look at them too. You know the way they work and the way they've done things. You know this past season is very incredible, and that's something great that I would wanted to be a part of, and you know it's a great situation, and you know it's as far as you know coaching, you know elite level coaching over there with Marvin Lewis and stuff like that. So I think you know it's a good situation for me, and I'm glad I ended up here.
Did you play at any like camps in high school or anything like that alongside AJ or seen him play on the same field before, or you had any experience with him?
No, I didn't go to any camps in high school except for like one like scout.com camp. So we were all the top receivers in the nation. I was a little bit lower, but you know, so when you're among the top receivers in the nation, you look at who's up there, you know, who's up there, who's all on the top, and you see their highlights and stuff like that. So you know, that's what I did.
Saw a quote from you. You said you like to attack whatever it is you're doing, whether it's you know on the field or even academics. What was your major at Cal? Have you graduated or are you graduating or?
I'm done with all my major requirements. I have two online classes I need to take care of, and I decided not to do it this this spring because of preparation for the draft. I'll do it. It'll be done. I'll have my degree and my paperwork by the next spring.
I'm sorry. What was the major?
African American Studies.
Okay.
Marvin, you've been just looking at some scouts and some draft previews. Your game's been compared a little bit to Chad Ochocinco's. Did you watch any of Chad growing up, or are there any aspects of Chad's game that you've tried to emulate?
No, I never tried to emulate him, but I definitely watched him. The way he gets in and out of his breaks, it's unconventional the way he separates, and he has his own way of getting in and out of his breaks, but at the same time, he's a great player, and he's a great route runner, and I think I'm a great route runner, so I never really try to emulate him, but I do I do respect his game and his the routes that that he does.
22 reps with on the bench press is pretty impressive. That wasn't part of Chad's game, and blocking really wasn't something that he really had a big interest in. You pride yourself in the physical part of the game?
Oh, definitely. Ever since I picked up a weight, I've always tried to attack everything. Physicality, that's a part of me that I think, I have the advantage over my competition. And when I'm out there on the field, you know, the DBs, you know, out going out there knowing that that's you're 99% sure that you're stronger than any secondary on the field. That's like, you know, that's gratification going in there and, you know, in terms of blocking and doing all that stuff. That's I do pride myself off of everything. You know, I'm a well-rounded guy and I don't want to lack anything in any part of my game. So whatever it is, if it's on the field or if it's weight lifting weights and stuff like that, I try to be the best. And conditioning, I try to be number one all the time. And that's the kind of best type of guy I am.
Special teams, particularly early in your career in college, was that a big part of you?
No, I mean I never really did special teams in my first 3 years. Coach's decision, but my last season, I got a lot. You know, I returned 31 punt returns. So, you know, and as far as that, you know, I did. I got some experience in special teams, but you know, I'm willing to do anything I could. You know, I've in practice and stuff. You know, I've been gunners and I've been that, and you know, we have a great special teams coach throughout the years and stuff. And so I know the basics of all special teams and stuff, and that's something that, you know, I could do as well.
As far as punt returns, did you pick that up pretty quickly? Did you how did you end up doing those this year?
Oh, I think I did pretty good. You know. Yeah, I picked it up quickly. You know, I was on death for the punt return ever since I was a freshman. I had that experience and not necessarily the years of game experience. I only had 1 year of game experience, but you know, I was one of those guys that was always there. You know, once the special team period hit, you know, I was one of the guys that hit on the sidelines. You know, I'm out there just trying to be active, and I always went to the kickoff return and punt return. And you know, when my number was called, I went in there, and I think I did a good job.
Did you almost break any deep, or did you take any to the house?
Yeah, I almost break any deep. The best one, the longest one, was like I think 40 yards against USC in the beginning of the game, but you know, it was my first year, so I was still going through. There were some things that I didn't see that I could have capitalized on that would have resulted in touchdowns. And that just comes with me, you know, being a beginner in that arena. And I think going through the whole season from game one to the last game as the punt returner, I've seen a lot of things, and I know you know what holes it hit, or you know what if it's a particular type of return. You know, where I go to you know, be more successful. So I think that's something I could do, and I will do.
Great. Awesome. Thank you very much. Congratulations, Mark.
Thanks.